Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
A looming crisis is about to impact the natural history of this region. Without prompt community support, the ULM Museum of Natural History may soon become extinct. This is important on two fronts, scientific and educational. The scientific collections are world-class and heavily used by researchers around the globe to describe new forms of life and to study various environmental issues. The fish collection is the third largest in the world, and the plant collection comprises one of the largest herbaria in North America. This assemblage of specimens collected over a half century is analogous to a fine library filled with first edition books and unique manuscripts of historical significance that cannot be replaced. On the other hand, the museum is chock full of high quality educational exhibits that have been used by students from 89 regional schools. In our area, the museum serves as a scarce extracurricular educational resource. Many other groups from as far away as Shreveport and Vicksburg visit the museum regularly. More than 28,000 visitors from 47 states and 23 foreign countries have signed the museum register in recent years. Sandal Hall, where the museum is presently housed, is scheduled for renovation beginning January 1, 2013. Plans for the revamped building do not include the museum. Formerly, the museum was to be moved to nearby Hannah Hall, but a recent fire in another building resulted in a prioritization of campus space that once again threatens this important resource. There are urgent needs. Funds are needed to buy reinforced boxes to move and store 200,000 jars of specimens. Most importantly, about 7,000 square feet of rent-free, climate-controlled space is needed to set up the exhibits for public display until another permanent home on the ULM campus can be arranged. I know of no other local quality-of-life asset that is so cost-effective. The museum has no budget or formal staff. It is manned by active and retired ULM faculty volunteers. Creative leaders at the university and within our community can save this unique library of natural wonders from extinction for present and future generations. Doing so will make a bold statement about our priorities. To help, contact Dr. Neil Douglas at the museum or me via Facebook messaging.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.